A couple of, I think it was 2 weeks ago, advertising executive Xolisa Jeshana posted a tweet rather on the social media platform saying, please Google squatter camps in South Africa and go to images. At Google, when did this happen and why? If you try it now, you'll see that the results is of white people living in squatter camps. And the reaction was quite varied and extensive. One says, hey Google, where are the real squatter camps? And another one said, Google very much interferes with the search function, suggesting that the paid for messages are the ones that float to the top and that it's a money spinner. Another one said, but Google images is just a collection from all articles that are written. It is not that someone did those images to imply the opposite. And people saying, which South Africa is this? And I weighed in on the matter as well, because I think it's important that before we ask such questions, or before we make such statements or accuse the platform of having a bias, that we understand how algorithms work firstly, but also how search works. And the lesson, I think, is that we need to be content providers. As black people, we need to also create and curate more content and use search engine optimization tools far more than perhaps we're doing at the moment. It has been shown that the internet is predominantly white and male in usage and content creation. So that's why you find the sort of content that you find. When we had Wikimania the other time, there was a call that people from the global south need to be more involved in contributing stories or articles, I should say, for Wikipedia. And I think the same applies to things like Google. Another post said that it's a matter of terminology. If you Google informal settlements in South Africa, you only see black people in the images. So there's another variable. Another one said, you guys need to educate yourself and spend time reading about how the internet works instead of complaining about everything you hear. Start by search engine optimization. So it was quite a debate, you know, a lot of people reacting emotionally. But it brings us to the question for today's Matter of Fact with Kate Wilkinson, senior researcher at Africa Check. I had come across this article and it has been updated. And the article has to do with the UK Mail Online, which documented the squalid conditions of South Africa's white squatter camps. And they've subsequently updated this article with new information, with new data. So we're taking a look at it, the reality of the numbers of poor people in this country, poor white people in this country, using facts, using data. And we will take your questions and your comments right now on 011-883-0702, 31702 for your SMSs. Kate, it's a pleasure to have you. Welcome.
Hi, Azza. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. So you also saw this debate or this reaction after that post.
Absolutely. And I think that today, apart from just looking at the stats and what we can and can't say about the number of people living in poverty and the racial breakdown that we can analyze, mm-hmm. is to actually trace back the story and the narrative that has been quite prevalent in international, even local press, about white poverty mm-hmm. in South Africa and the extent to which that is a problem in the country.
So when this article was posted, it also had pictures with it. It showed a white woman sitting on a bench with her shack behind her, corrugated iron shack behind her. And another image as well of a grey-bearded man in a wheelchair. And he sits in the shade with a goat urinating next to him. There are also images of white children running barefoot. The caption that says, and walks across the scratchy, sharp earth without any protection. Those are just some of the captions. And these are images from a squatter camp in Manziville here in Gauteng. And these accompanied the story. And the claim that was being made by the UK Mail Online was that more than 400,000 white South Africans are thought to live in poverty.
Absolutely. And we can actually take this idea and the statistic even further back. Mm. In 2013, we fact-checked a similar claim that was published by the BBC, and in particular, it was an article that was written by John Simpson, and he had traveled to South Africa and gone around the country to reveal what he said was white poverty, which was the ugly secret in the new South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And he traveled to a number of informal settlements and in some cases referred to them as squatter camps. And in this article, he also said that there were 400,000 poor whites living in abject poverty in squatter camps across South Africa. And at that time, we fact-checked the claim about squatter camps in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, we found that it wasn't correct. Of course, this is back in 2013, and we updated this report following the subsequent really viral discussion about the issue of white poverty in South Africa. And the most recent stats that we have from Statistics South Africa are from the 2016 community survey.
Okay.
And what they show is that there are around 13,300 white people who live in informal dwellings.
Oh, right. So far cry from the 400,000 that that the Mail was referring to.
So, yes. Yeah, so, in this case, it was the BBC in 2013.
Right.
But what you can see there is how this claim has lived on, but it's also changed somewhat. That claim was about white people living in squatter camps. And by 2016, we saw that the claim had changed with somewhat of a focus on squatter camps, but actually looking specifically at the number of white people in South Africa who fell below the poverty line.
So let's look at that, though, because there are different degrees of poverty from what I see.
Absolutely. So Statistics South Africa has published three different poverty lines. And you may ask, you know, why do we need three different poverty lines? And what they try to do is they try to give an understanding of the different degrees of poverty. And there are three different poverty lines. The lowest one is the food poverty line.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an amount in 2011, which is the data we used for this fact check. We found that the food poverty line, which was being used, accounted for all the money that you would need to get your basic food for the month.
Right.
And then you have two higher poverty lines, so you then have a lower and an upper bound poverty line. And this is your food plus other basic non-food things that you need, like shelter or education.
Mm.
And when you look at that figure, it came to 779 rand per month per person.
So that is the highest poverty line in rand terms.
Yes. So when we looked at this fact check, the data is for 2011, and if you earned less than 779 rand per month per person, then you would be considered to live in poverty. There have been some criticisms of poverty line, because if you look at this figure, if you live in a neighborhood and you are earning 780 rand, you're considered not to be living in poverty. But if your neighbor next door is earning 778 rand, then they are considered to be living in poverty. So it's sometimes a bit of a measure which lacks nuance and a little bit of context in cases.
Right.
But ultimately, researchers say that you have to draw the line somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And while it sometimes may seem quite arbitrary, it does give us quite a lot of insight into the section of South Africa's population that is, in most cases, really battling to make ends meet.
Yes, but this amount or this line has also been rebased, hasn't it?
Yes, so these lines are actually updated a number of times every couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So they were rebased in 2011, and then we've seen most recently the numbers also being rebased in 2015. And the reason that this is done is because we know that things get more expensive, the value of money changes. So every couple of years, Statistics South Africa will do an exercise to update these numbers so that they're reflective of the current situation.
Right. Okay. So let's look at the numbers now based on what you've just explained about the highest poverty line in rand terms, the 779. Yes, it was updated in 2015, but the numbers of South Africans that are living in poverty, so therefore that that use 779 rand per month.
Yeah, so I think the figures for 2011 showed that there were just over 27 million South Africans, which is around 54% of the population, who were earning below that figure.
Mm.
But let's maybe jump to the most recent estimates. And if we look at 2015, we see that the upper bound poverty line was revised to 990 rand per person per month.
Mm-hmm.
And based on that figure, we see that if we look at the big picture nationally, around 380,000 South Africans live below that, which, if you want to put it simply, it means just over 55% of South Africa's whole population is living on less than 991 rand per month.
Yes, and then if we get a racial breakdown of that 55.5%?
Absolutely. So this is where it gets interesting, because the real uproar around the pictures which were popping up when you Googled squatter camps in South Africa was the fact that they seemed to suggest that the white population was really suffering in squatter camps and in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look at a breakdown, we see that when it comes to poverty in South Africa, the white population is the least affected in terms of absolute numbers and in terms of ratios.
Mm-hmm.
So the latest data we have shows that there were around 47,500 white people who were living below the poverty line in South Africa in 2015, and this represented just 1% of the total white population.
Which is sitting at what, about 4 million or so?
Yeah, absolutely. And then if you want to look at the other breakdowns, if we look at the Indian and Asian population, we mm-hmm. see that around 5.9% of that population lives under the poverty line. When it comes to the colored population, it sits at 41.3%. And then black Africans actually have the highest share of people living in poverty. In 2015, 64.2% of all black people in South Africa lived below the poverty line.
Right. So still the biggest proportion. So clearly this indicates that the figures that were shared by the BBC and by the UK Mail Online are grossly incorrect. What was the source? Were you able to track down the journalist about where they found these figures?
Yeah, so when we did the fact check of the BBC back in 2013, we were able to determine that the journalist, John Simpson, had actually spoken to AfriForum and that they had given a general estimate of what they had heard the figures were.
Mm-hmm.
And they conceded that they were just estimates and that there wasn't data available on this. When it comes to the Mail Online and the article published in 2016, we tried very hard to get hold of the journalist as well as the editor of the Mail Online to confirm mm-hmm. this information, and we didn't get a response. And unfortunately, to this day, despite our fact check, that article is still online. And it's still
with no corrections, which we know a lot of publishing houses can do that.
Absolutely. It still contains the incorrect information. There's no note that points out that the information is misleading or completely distorts the picture. And this will really just lead to this belief about whether it's 400,000 white people living in poverty or living in squatter camps. This will feed into that, and it will mean that whether it's in 2 months or 2 years, we'll continue to see these stories popping up, mm-hmm. whether locally or internationally, about this figure, which is completely and wholly unsubstantiated.
Yeah, and I guess also it comes back to search engine optimization, tagging particular keywords, because it also has a lot to do with how keywords are used, especially by interest groups to fit their agenda. And this could also make a great potential future conversation for us, because then you look at how much of the responsibility resides with a platform like Google, but ultimately it comes back to where this information comes from, because we can easily all be content creators and this information lives online. But let's look at who the most vulnerable people are to poverty in South Africa.
Absolutely. So we've just looked at the racial breakdown, and we can see that by far the black African population in South Africa is the group that is suffering most when it comes to living in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
But we have different demographics and different groups who also have quite high levels of poverty. If we look at a breakdown provincially, many people would probably guess correctly, we're looking at the Eastern Cape.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came to the Eastern Cape, it's a shocking figure, but they had the highest share of poor residents at 72.9%.
Sure. Yeah.
So it means that close to three quarters of their population is living on less than 991 rand per month. And the province that had the lowest share of poor residents was the province we're in now, and that's Gauteng. And in 2015, 33.3% of people who lived in that province lived below the poverty line.
Yeah. And we always hear the statement that women are the face of poverty in South Africa. Is this backed up by data?
It is. So since 2006, women have had higher levels of poverty than men. But what's really important and promising to notice is that the gap between men and women does seem to be narrowing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taking time, but it does seem as though that gap is narrowing and that women's poverty levels are getting closer to that of their male counterparts.
Yeah. We always stress the importance of education in terms of education being a means to breaking the cycle of poverty. Were you able to see a relationship or a link between poverty and education?
Yeah, there is definitely a link, and I think that has two different parts.
Mm-hmm.
The first part is that we can look at, you know, the people who are in education, and that's children in South Africa. And what's really quite shocking is when you look at an age breakdown, it is children in South Africa, those aged 0 to 17, that have the highest level of poverty. And 66.8% of all children living in South Africa live below the poverty line.
66.8%.
Percent, yes. With the highest figure for the racial groups being for Black Africans,
mm-hmm.
where 73.6% of Black children live below the poverty line. And then when it comes to education, what Statistics South Africa has found is that they've actually said that there's an undeniable relationship between poverty and education. And if we look at people who have no education and haven't had any form of schooling, we see that almost 80% of them live below the poverty line. But in comparison, adults who've been able to get a matric qualification, we see that around 36% of them live below the poverty line. And importantly, with the discussion around higher education, we see that that figure falls to 8.4% for adults who have managed to attend a higher education institute.
Right. Wow. I think that paints a very, very comprehensive picture. But if we go back to the original question around the point made with the search results that you're going to find on Google, how many people live in informal dwellings? Because someone pointed out earlier that when you Google squatter camps, you will find the results that Polisa was referring to. But then when you Google informal settlements, you will then find the picture that we know to be quite dominant in South Africa, which is of Black
Absolutely.
People living in informal settlements.
Absolutely. And I think you'll see that most mainstream media won't use the term squatter camp, and we tend to use the term informal settlement.
Yeah.
And I think that you do find people who are often trying to attract attention to a certain issue will use more inflammatory terms such as squatter camp. But if we look at a national picture, what we see is that there are about 5.5 million people who live in informal dwellings in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And that can refer to an informal house structure. In most cases, it's a shack. And these informal dwellings can either be in people's backyards or they can be in informal settlements.
Mm-hmm.
And what we see is that the vast majority, about 5.1 million people of the 5.5 million who live in informal dwellings, are Black Africans.
Hmm.
And when you look at a breakdown of the Black African population, we see that just over 11% of all Black people live in shacks and informal dwellings in South Africa.
Hmm.
When it comes to the white population group, we see significantly lower numbers.
Mm-hmm.
We see that around 13,300 people lived in informal dwellings in 2016, and this is equal to 0.3% of the white population.
Right. Okay. And there's, of course, in between, we've got the Indian or Asian population, just a little bit higher than the white population, and then the colored population at 5.7%. I'm just looking at the table that you've just published on the Instagram page, and I'll retweet that for everyone else as well. Kate, as always, thank you so, so much, because it's so easy for debates such as this or for tweets such as that to run away with people. And it is important that we get emotional about these matters, but they must be informed by the right questions or the right issues.
Absolutely. The facts really do matter, and they can only enrich the discussions and the debates that we have about important topics in our country.
Absolutely. That was Kate Wilkinson, senior researcher at Africa Check.